but it'll be quite a bit cooler with a high only around 58. We're a little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after four people were shot in Montgomery Wednesday night. Police say 20-year-olds Antoine Daniel Jr. and Dylan White were killed. A teenager is in critical condition. Police say the shooting may be drug-related. Call MPD if you have any information. Ibrahim Yazid, the man accused of kidnapping and killing Anaya Blanchard, was in a Montgomery County courtroom yesterday. This was for a separate case. A judge revoked his bond in a prior kidnapping and attempted murder case from back in March. And Alabama's official state Christmas tree lighting ceremony is tonight at the Capitol. This year's tree is a 40-foot eastern red cedar from Bullitt County. The tree is decorated with 37,000 lights and bicentennial ornaments. The ceremony begins at 5:30. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Nancy Pelosi has announced she is instructing House Committee Chairman to move forward with articles of impeachment against President Trump.
The president leaves us no choice.
A Minnesota National Guard helicopter with three aboard went down near St. Cloud Thursday. The fate of the crew is uncertain.
President Trump's asked the Supreme Court to quash a congressional subpoena for his financial records.
Two suspects and two innocent people were killed in a gun battle with police after a high-speed chase in Miami involving a stolen UPS truck.
R. Kelly can now add new bribery charges to his long list of legal woes. This new charge appears to be related to a fraudulent document he obtained prior to his 1994 marriage to Aaliyah.
Here is an onside kick recovered by Miller. The Bears are going to go to 7-6, and the Cowboys will leave Illinois with a record of 6-7. 31-24 victory over the Dallas Cowboys.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on this weekly Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. What's in the gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And then if you're a first-time caller, your name gets put in twice for this week. We're going to do that drawing around 2:30 to 2:40. Don't jam us up at the very end of the that time period. It kind of messes the show up a little bit. So if you want to get in, just go ahead and call. Talk to us. Say hi. Don't just say I want in. And it's the best giveaway in all of Central Alabama, without a doubt. The River Region, no doubt about it. It's a great giveaway. And you ought to head down to Sweet Creek Farm Market this weekend to check them out. They've got their poinsettias are out. They've got great jams and things for your Christmas parties that you have. They have one, you know, I do the, we'll do the cheese with the kind of the green jelly that has a little bit of spice. They've got one that's a kind of an amber that has got a great kick to it. It's not too hard. I can't eat things that are too spicy, but it's got a little bit of a kick to it. It's really good with cream cheese, crackers, and a glass of wine. I can testify personally on that. The person I was with, they got some and took it home, and it was great. And actually, I'll tell you something else that was really good on, is we put salmon and capers and a little bit of that on the salmon, and it had a great flavor to it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan. Just wanted to touch base with you real quick about this John Solomon thing and Schiff.
Yep.
I read an article this morning where Solomon basically made a complete liar out of Adam Schiff.
He did. That's true.
Yes. Well, you know, Schiff was talking about he had phone records from AT&T, John Solomon's phone records.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Solomon came out this morning and said he's lying because I don't even use AT&T as a phone carrier.
Yeah, what he's talking about, though, is is John Solomon's cell phone calls to Rudy Giuliani. And
yeah.
Rudy Giuliani is on AT&T.
Yeah, well, true. But you see, he basically stated that he had Solomon's records, which, in my opinion, is that or is that... I know one person said that it was not against the law for him to do that, but
the Supreme Court totally differs with you. The Supreme Court has ruled, and you pick it up in some of the clips I'm going to play, has ruled that a phone company cannot just give up a record. There's got to be some type of court order to do that, and then there's got to be some reasoning behind that court order.
Okay, and so in order, but there again, that falls. Does that not fall under the FISA law, where you have to have a FISA warrant in order to get those phone records on an American citizen?
You're supposed to have a subpoena, and
yeah.
We've now found out he didn't even have a subpoena. The other thing that's a nice little twist to this is NSA's involvement in this. That what they did is they gave him the metadata, and then NSA took it and then interpreted that the data for him. And then the other part is now they're finding out some of the cell phone numbers were wrongly labeled, such as OMB. You're going to get that. That was in the Wall Street Journal this morning, matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, there again, these people, they're making up their own rules as they go along. And somebody needs to figure out a way to bring Schiff down a few notches and expose him to, for the dirtbag that he really is.
Well, you may get your wish on that. I think what may happen is the parties involved may sue Adam Schiff for abuse of power and their civil liberties being tampered with because of his sole power as a member of Congress and head of the Intel Committee. When you abuse someone's civil liberties because of your power in office, that's exactly what they're accusing Donald Trump of doing.
True. And from all indications from the article that I read this morning, that's exactly what John Solomon is planning to do, is bring a suit against Schiff and everybody involved in this thing.
Yeah, well, it may not be just John Solomon. It may be several others that are involved. It could be Nunes. It could be Solomon. It could be Rudy Giuliani. Here's another one, and we're going to get into this in just a little bit, is that when you have an attorney to the President of the United States, there's a client-attorney privilege that's there. You can't just go get their phone records.
Right. I agree. And it's just this whole thing.
Oh, it stinks.
Just makes my blood boil.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call, Dan. You guys have a wonderful Friday and a great weekend.
You too. Stay dry. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, how are you, my friend? How was the lake yesterday? Did you make it home okay?
I made it home just fine, Dan, and now I'm getting soaked out here in the rain looking at houses.
Where are you? Are you north of Montgomery?
I'm heading back into Montgomery right now.
Where are you where it's raining?
In Wetumpka.
Yeah, because when I pulled into the station, I could look out to the north. As a matter of fact, ooh, yeah, Joey just showed me weather radar. Here it comes.
It
didn't look good. And I was talking to somebody on the phone. I said, man, it's about to pour down right here. And I'd give it about an hour. And so we're right at that hour mark right now.
I might just have to go back home and climb up in the bed and take a nap before I do all this.
There you go.
put this work off till next week. I don't know. You know, it's not just shifts that they need to, you know, have something to do with, as your last caller pointed out. Whoever it is in the CIA, in the State Department, that is giving him all of this information without warrants, without proper process, man, they need to be toted down to the bottom of the jailhouse. I think it, you know, has to do with maybe some of these folks surrounding this mysterious whistleblower. But somebody is feeding him some information from the CIA or NSA or some of these quote-unquote intelligence agencies, don't you think, is how he's getting it. So why shouldn't they be held to account?
Yeah, this is... there's a lot of chatter about this, and when I was probably better to speak more completely on it after we play the clips, but basically the Department of Justice could get involved in this thing because civil liberties of American citizens, whether they're a member of Congress or whether they're a press or whether they're an attorney for someone, they're considering that there's been a violation that's happened with that. And you can't, just because you're a member of Congress, just because you're on the Intel Committee, doesn't mean you can go even ask for that stuff, much less AT&T giving it to you. And see, AT&T had a major mess up when they gave it to them. Major mess up.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know, how in the world do they figure they can just go rummage through somebody's world to try to find something? You know?
Because they're God.
They're the Fourth Amendment. Yeah. You know, they just totally disrespect any kind of right that anybody has. So, you know, but then I'll tell you something off of that subject. One of the things that I've been really most proud of for the Republicans is they are sticking together for a change.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible. How did this happen? Because, you know, in times past, really the Democrats, in my humble opinion, they took advantage of Republicans, naive Republicans, goodwill, you know, in order to impeach presidents and do all of the craziness, you know, that they do. But this time, they're not getting away with it. And,
let's hope not.
The Republicans are holding together.
Yeah, let me tell you what is really bothering the Dems, because when you listen to the talking heads, Juan Williams was doing it this morning. He's like, now the reason that it's not bipartisan is that the Republicans won't cooperate. Well, no, this is the first time they've just stood lockstep, and they know it's wrong. Juan Williams literally said that they know it's wrong. They just won't admit it. Like, yeah, the hell with you.
Well, but he's got it right about one thing. They're not cooperating like they used to. He should have finished the Senate.
Yeah,
you know. When you had, you know, McCain types on there in the party, kind of holding together a wing of the party, that's what you would get. Sometimes I wonder about some of the older Republicans, the old school Republicans. Were they really just that naive then, or were they just part of the game? What do you think?
You're talking about the John McCains of the world?
Yeah, the John McCains of the world.
I think that you had some very institutional Republicans like John McCain, who any war he saw, he liked it. Anything that he could do to upset the Russians or anybody under intel, they wanted to do it. And the fact that Donald Trump came in and was breaking dishes really pissed them off, because it changed, it made them look bad, number one. But number two, it changed the direction that the military and State Department were going. And the intel community, too.
Well, yeah, so absolutely. But from really a broad spectrum look at it, though, a John McCain type would have acted like he was conservative in front of the voters. But, you know, when he gets behind doors, it really is just part of the whole cabal, just, you know, part of the dog and pony show, politically and everything else. They, you know, it was a ploy. It was a ruse. That's kind of the way I felt about John McCain. And those that appear now to be dwindling up in Washington, the Republicans that now just aren't there anymore. So I'm glad that the Republicans are sticking together. It's definitely making life difficult for the Democrats for a change, because they've been used to getting their way. This, to me, looks like this impeachment craziness looks to me like a temper tantrum, Dan.
Oh, yeah. It's bigger than that. They see the train coming down the track, they're stuck in the tunnel, and they see the big, bright light, and they can't make it to the end in time. So I'm telling you, they are, and when you listen to the Nancy Pelosi stuff, they're basically going to say, see, Donald Trump is just manipulating the Department of Justice for an abuse of power again. He just wants to win in 2020, so he's making all this stuff up.
Did she seem a little more nervous the other day when she came out and gave that press conference than usual?
She looked like she was on Zoloft.
She was on something, man. I'm telling you, it looked like somebody behind the stage had just grabbed her and just shaking her around by the neck or something. She was kind of scarier than usual looking. I don't know. So, but anyway, waiting for Monday. That's the big day. And
Monday.
Friend.
There you go. I'm clearing my deck for Monday for sure.
I hear you. All right. Well, listen, thanks for taking my time.
How bad is it raining there now, Papa B?
It's just not, just a little bit, you know. It's enough for me to get out and walk around the house with a hat on. So maybe I'll be all right.
So have you ever had anybody shoot at you when you were walking around the house?
No, I haven't. I have had some encounters, though, believe it or not.
With dogs?
Which is why, I carry Be Careful with me in my, you know, clipped onto my belt. So I'm all right. But no, I've never had any kind of violent, you know, kind of reaction. I tell you one thing. Y'all were talking about the nutcrackers. You know, the toy nutcracker things the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing a house that was a foreclosure, and it was dark. The utilities were off. I walked up the stairs, and then I turn around, come back down the stairs. And Dan, there's this 6-foot nutcracker, life-size nutcracker, standing at the bottom of the stairs. You know, just
scared the hell out of you.
You're talking about the hair standing up on the back of your head. It's like, good grief. He's just standing there. I didn't see him when I was going up the stairs. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm surprised you didn't put 6 slugs in and drop the nutcracker.
I reached for Be Careful, but she stayed in my pocket on that one.
There you go. I like that. Be Careful. Papa B, have a great weekend, my friend.
We'll see you.
Ta-ta. Red Top coming back to you right after this.
baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. I had a listener sent me something this morning.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump and Barack Obama are at the inauguration for Donald Trump.
Okay.
And so Barack Obama leans over to Donald Trump and says, "Donald, how do you sleep at night knowing how many people hate you?" And so Donald Trump answers, "Naked with a supermodel, and it's Mr. President to you." How do you sleep at night? Naked
good.
With a supermodel. I like that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Hey, don't forget about Evangel Church. They got their oranges. Did you have some this morning?
Yeah, we had Jack Temple on News and Views this morning.
Did you go by and get them? They're really juicy. Yeah. I had some last night, and they, matter of fact, made a Sex on the Beach with fresh oranges, fresh orange juice. It was delicious.
Yeah, corner of Vaughn and Perry Hill, folks. Easy to find.
Go by and tell them that Dan Morris, Dan, and Joey told them to drop by. They're great folks. Red Top, what's on your mind today, buddy?
Well, you can tell them Red Top said go by there, too, because I've had those guys. They're really good.
They're really good. So are you painting inside today?
No, I'm on my way up to Lake Jordan, right crossing up here to Ball Knob, and the rain's coming down pretty good now.
Uh-oh.
So that's just fine. I tried to find the number for Donald Trump election headquarters. Is there not one in Montgomery at all?
There's not one open in Montgomery.
Damn, that's bad.
What they're doing, if you want signage or anything, you can go to the city headquarters, which I think maybe Pat's listening. I think it's still over in the shopping center. Off Phone Road. Pat, if you're listening, text me and let me know that, or Roll Tide, if you're listening, text me and let me know that.
Yeah, you mean like Cornerstone Shopping Center?
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I was thinking last night, I was getting really frustrated about all the impeachment stuff, and I was thinking it would be awesome to have an anti-impeachment rally for Donald Trump. If I had social media, I'd get on there and see if I could arrange one and just have everyday people like you and me and all the callers get somewhere and put on a rally against the impeachment. I think if it became a social media wave, it would be a big statement for these people. But in light of what I've heard today, how bad the Democrats are doing, I don't think we're going to need anything like that.
You know what? It really is interesting. You're about the fifth person that said, you know, we need to do something. I'm tired of kind of sitting here watching this happen. You know, we can't vote until November. We have a primary in March, but that's not going to send a message. But, you know, I want to do something. So maybe that's it. Maybe you do a anti-Democrat, pro-Trump rally.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd be glad to bring my PA out. Set up the mic if somebody want to put on a rally. I think we get a lot of folks. Hey, we could get the people that call in this radio station to get up and talk. I'll be glad to get up and run my mouth about how great Donald Trump is and how sorry Nancy Pelosi is.
I'm sure you could do that.
And there's just a hell of a lot of us around here that would feel that way. But again, like I said, with Nancy Pelosi's attitude and statements last night and today, this is a complete meltdown.
It really is. Let me tell you, some of the stuff she said last night was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't get to cut much of that.
She lost control completely. I was very surprised she could not. Shows you how this woman is really close to senility. She can't think fast, she can't respond fast, and she has nothing but poor back channels in her mind to draw from. Donald Trump instantly has got an answer that's real damn good and funny, and there ain't nobody can answer it. So, between her and Joe Biden's push-ups, which I'd have been the man in the audience to ask about push-ups, I'd say, okay, Bubba, get your ass down and, get yourself down and do it right now. I'll be glad to match you.
I think he's going to say that again, and somebody's going to take him up on it.
Oh, they sure are. Well, I bet his advisor is saying, hey, Joe, this ain't real bright, guy. Of course, he's not real bright anyway.
Would it be rude if, like, I of course, I'm not the type to do this, but, you know, let's go, old man. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I
you're too old to vote
to.
For me. God, yeah. What a stupid statement.
That was
a
dumb thing. Yes, yes. And then Cory Booker, you know, is upset because there are no black people. I ain't gonna laugh, but, you know, they got no black people to run, and they had a black president and all that. These guys really failed, didn't they? They failed bad. Themselves and the, quote, black community, which there shouldn't be a black community. We're all Americans, damn it. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, what he's upset about is that in South Carolina, which has a very large majority of blacks running the Democrat Party, they're supporting Joe Biden. They're not supporting Kamala Harris. They're not supporting Cory Booker. He complained that there's not going to be a black person on stage. Well, there would have been if the black person wouldn't have dropped out, Kamala Harris. I mean, she had qualified to be on stage.
Well, I mean, they
but she didn't have enough money to make it until then. That's amazing.
Well, the way they're talking about it is condescending. Like, it just really, because you have the same race, people should vote for you. That's ridiculous.
It really is. And they say we're not a monolithic group.
Yeah, and there are obviously the African American Democrats don't agree with you, Corey.
Yeah, really.
But these guys are still living in the Great Society. That's 50 years ago, guys. We're moving on. I just want to say, roll tide, go Trump. And hope we get a good bowl game.
Red Top, drive safe, my friend.
I will. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. I'm going to be back after this.
Coming or going. But-
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving. With new, lower auto rates, you get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new, lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I used to have more hair. I used to have more color. And I used to have cancer. I beat it. I did. Not alone. I used to have no idea what the American Cancer Society did. Research? Yeah. But also free rides to chemo and free lodging near hospitals. I used to maybe give a little. Then I got so much back. I used to have cancer.
Please give at cancer.org.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes on the way as a cold front approaches the state. Most of today, though, should be dry and fairly warm for November. High temperature in the middle 70s. Chance of an afternoon shower somewhere in the area, but the better rain chances holding off till, I think, late tonight. The showers will be moving in, and showers and a few thunderstorms are likely at times tomorrow. Saturday's high around 73. Showers ending Saturday evening, then colder Saturday night. On Sunday, sunshine returns, but it'll be quite a bit cooler with a high only around 58. We're a little warmer Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
This is where we are on a Friday TGIF edition. We're going to be doing that drawing in about 1 hour from now, so if you want to get your name in, let us know. Let's go to the newest granddaddy on the show here, Big Bird. Big Bird, welcome aboard.
Well, howdy, how are you?
I'm doing great, and you said Mama is doing well?
Yeah, Mama and Baby are doing really, really fine. I know you reached out to some folks and asked for prayers, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Those prayers got answered. There was some pretty serious complications that were coming on that were, you know, really really dangerous. And when people started praying, all that stuff just faded away.
There you go. I'm a big believer in prayer.
Everything settled down. It just went right on through. And this morning we had 9-pound, 2-ounce. Linebacker.
Really?
Oh yeah. They took him out. They did a C-section and all that, but he came out just fine, and he's a great big old fella. He's got huge hands. He's gonna make a great quarterback. I've already got sent a tweet out to see if we can get in touch with Coach Saban.
I like that.
But I want to thank people for the prayer. I mean, it was really a blessing, and I appreciate that so much.
Are you back home?
We are back home for now. We're going to be taking another run up there tomorrow. I wanted to ask a question. You know, sure. You're talking about this impeachment hearing thing. I was really sad, disappointed when I didn't see people start asking questions. You know, Kaplan, what's her name, that nasty woman that was on the hearing there. Kaplan Carling, yeah. She was on Obama's short list to replace RBG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she can hang it up now.
Well, she's been, they're figuring they're going to put a Democrat president in there, and she's been promised that to be nominated for that seat. That's part of why she was seeing what she's doing. So, I mean, I think what we really ought to have been doing to those three witnesses, should have been asking them, hey, well, we knew about her and her being, you know, promised a seat on the SCOTUS. I mean, what's your 30 pieces of silver, Mr. Judas number one and Mr. Judas number two? I mean, they should have sat right down and started challenging these people right there about their integrity, because they have none.
Well, if that is her opinion of the law, she should not get anywhere near the Supreme Court.
Well, if the Democrats get in control, brother, you can kiss it all goodbye.
Well, not unless they're taking over the Senate.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. There's so much money being thrown around. I mean, who's to say who's been bought and paid for anymore? It's really getting scary. It really is. I'm praying that you know, I'm praying that our country comes through this and that everything is all good. But I'm hoping it dies on the House floor, the impeachment. I hope there's enough people that realize that what they're doing is so wrong that they'll actually, that maybe their conscience will overcome their political animus, and that they'll actually vote to stop this before it gets any worse.
You're talking about on the House floor or the Senate floor?
Yep.
The House?
Yeah, they have to bring it to the House floor, and it has to go to, you know, they have not had a full vote of the House. They said, yeah, we'll set up a committee, and all this has been done by committees, and the articles of impeachment are supposedly being drawn up, but they still have not brought articles of impeachment to the House floor, which is going to have to be constitutionally required.
We know that, Big Bird.
Yeah. So I'm just wanting to see it die on the House floor and never make it to the Senate.
Well, if she doesn't have the vote, I don't think she's going to bring it up. So that if she wants to vote on it, I think she's got the votes.
Yeah, that's the thing that bothers me. But you know what? Lord's still on the throne.
There you go.
I'm sorry to disappoint the Democrats, but God's still on the throne, and they're not going to outsmart God. And I think Trump's a fine, strong man, and I think he's got a good crew, and I think they know exactly where things are. So I'm just having the faith, and I'm kicking back, enjoying this new grandchild, and I'm going to enjoy Christmas and the holidays, and I'm just going to keep on pressing on, and there's nothing they can do to stop.
There you go, Big Bird. Welcome back home. Amen. I'm glad everything worked out.
Well, we appreciate you, and we love you. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Big Bird.
Bye-bye.
272-9228. Let's start dissecting this. We lost somebody there, didn't we? Let's do the Nancy Cordes and the impeachment before we get into the Nunes stuff and kind of hit some of these other subjects. This is Nancy Cordes on Pelosi and impeachment, and the president made us do it.
House Democrats have their orders to write articles of impeachment against President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president has left them with no choice. Democrats are weighing charges of abuse of power, bribery, and obstruction of justice. A final vote could happen before the end of the year, just the third vote of its kind in American history. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill for us. Nancy, good morning. What's next in the process?
Well, what's next is that President Trump is facing a deadline of 5 p.m. today to decide whether White House counsel will participate in future House impeachment hearings, like the one that's scheduled in the Judiciary Committee on Monday, where members will be presented with all the evidence that has been gathered so far that Democrats say shows that the president pressured Ukraine into investigating his campaign rival by withholding military aid.
The president's actions made it necessary.
Speaker Pelosi defended her decision to embrace impeachment, saying last night that it is not about politics.
If we were not to proceed, it would say to any president, any future president, whoever she or he may be, Democratic or Republican, that our democracy is gone. The president is king. He can do whatever he wants in violation of the law.
See, and she's doing these hints again, and when this IG stuff, they're going to go, see, abuse of power, I can feel it coming here.
This is, and I've mentioned this hope, I don't know if it'll happen, but the fact that they're bringing up abuse of power, I'm hoping people will be ready, like Jonathan Turley was. Abuse of power, you're the ones abusing power. Yeah. And I hope that's what
Adam Schiff.
It's not a far bridge for folks to sort of go, oh, yeah, they are. Especially if it's pretty juicy in the Horowitz report, though I'm only seeing it as a roadmap, not the whole thing.
Juicy, I like that. Let's go back to Nancy Korda's impeachment and the upcoming IG report. This is the first time I've heard CBS kind of acknowledge this. And we're going to talk about Catherine Herridge in just a second.
Her announcement earlier in the day was a big turnaround for someone who said earlier this year that this president wasn't worth impeaching.
The president leaves us no choice but to act because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit.
It's all impeachment, all the time.
Republicans insisted Democrats had planned it all along.
They've always wanted to impeach the president. You watch them at their words, watch them at their actions.
The White House called Pelosi's move a blatant, purely partisan attempt to overturn the results of a free and fair election.
I don't like the guy.
One reporter asked Pelosi if she hates the president.
As a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
On Twitter, the president quickly accused Pelosi of having a, quote, nervous fit. She fired back last night.
The president is a master at projecting. When you call somebody else nervous, he's the nervous one.
One potentially explosive variable coming on Monday is the Justice Department internal watchdog's highly anticipated report into how the FBI handled the Trump campaign investigation into whether the campaign had ties to Russia during the 2016 election. That could create a whole new firestorm.
So I guess at least a little slight mention. So tell me, hating, is that a venial sin or something? As a Catholic, you tell me.
I think I talked about this for 30 minutes, and half the time I was laughing this morning. It's like I went to 14 years of Catholic school, folks, preschool all the way to 12th grade. And I don't know. You don't have to be Catholic to understand this. You just have to be Christian. Don't even have to be Christian to understand this. The Christian faith teaches you we're all sinners. So, yeah, some people do have hate. You try to love one another. But I've never heard somebody pull the Catholic identity card. I'm a Catholic. I don't hate.
And she does that a lot now. So with the exception of abortion, that's the only thing. She hides behind her Catholic faith.
Yeah, and I don't.
I'm praying. I pray every day for the person.
I don't buy it. Like, is she going to start wearing a rosary around her neck or something? Like,
yeah.
Come on, Nancy.
How many Hail Marys did you do for the president today? This thing is just falling off the rails.
Yeah,
here.
It's ridiculous. This is Bud online.
Bud, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show. How was Canada?
Wow. I'm sorry, I dropped off earlier. I walked into the casino at Love's Truck Stops here in South Dakota. Believe it or not, many of your listeners, they pass down the road, they see Love's, PA, whatever. But Love's in a few locations like Louisiana and here in South Dakota. You can actually go to get your car pumped full of gas or diesel and then go pump the one-arm bandits or play a game of 21.
Are you on an Indian reservation?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. That's
oh, wow.
What's amazing. Yeah, tell me about it. So as you're driving down the road, just say, where's the Love? And get there next to restaurants or reviews, and they will tell you if there's a casino, home premises, or whatever. But anyway, I digress. So if I hit 21 and you hear me start yelling, I need you for my financial advisor, okay?
There you go. I'm in.
Okay. You know, as you were talking about abuse of power and such like that, one thing that has really come across, that I really don't know where Mitch McConnell talks about this. He's on both sides of the court, as I would say. At some point, he was saying, we're just going to kill this because there's not been due process. And then other times he says, well, Senate has to have a trial. Where do you see Mitch McConnell coming forth once they bring forth articles of impeachment, and that's coming just because of the political process, can he not nip it in the bud and say there has not been due process, and you can go yada, 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 all the different aspects where they have violated precedent?
He could do that if he, and it depends on how they handle it. If they handle it and it's really bad, I think he'll shut it down immediately. I kind of like the notion of taking it to trial. I think I think it would make a lot of people nervous.
Yeah, would it not be better, say, okay, all you Bernie Cat Hair Sanders, and now that Kamala has dropped out, and the everybody else, Cory Spartacus Booker, and all these other people, let's keep you in Washington, D.C., where you cannot campaign, and we can subpoena Biden, Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Mr. Schiff, Chairman Schiff, whatever you want to call him. I could call him much worse, trust me. All these other leaders of the Democratic Party, would it not be better to drag them through the mud for months, weeks, years, whatever the case may be?
I'm not sure if you could do it for months. I think you could, you know, I think the hearing for Clinton was 5 days.
Would it? What's your suggestion? The chief advisor, how would you advise Trump?
This has been a conversation. Okay, so you kind of laid out some things. So what you do is you neutralize Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren get neutralized immediately, and Cory Booker probably gets neutralized. But the other person who all of a sudden gets taken off the campaign trail is going to be Joe Biden. Because one, he's going to have to prepare for this. If he has to testify, he's going to fight it. And I don't think that's going to work for him. What do you have to hide? You know, and he's going to do, he's investigating his political enemies, and he's just doing this abuse of power, abuse of power, abuse of power. And the answer will be, well, isn't it his right to do that? And so he gets taken off the playing field. That leaves basically Mayor Pete.
Exactly. So,
and you can make this last into the first part of February. Now, their answer could be, well, the reason Mayor Pete won New Hampshire and won Iowa is because we were doing this, and we weren't on the playing field with them. The question is, would it hurt him in South Carolina?
Now, knowing Trump, the fighter that he is, and he goes for the juggler or the nads, whichever you want to call it, and I'm going to assume, you tell me from a legal standpoint, can he collaborate with Mitch McConnell and his defense team and Senate majority leaders to say, okay, Senator Biden, Senator Booker, Vice President Biden has a campaign fundraiser, whatever, on this and this date. So we need to make sure we have the Senate and my witnesses in Washington, D.C. during these and dates, in order to pull them off the campaign trail and stop fundraising, all this other activities. Because I'm kind of the mindset at this point, knowing Trump the way he is, and he's a fighter, if he's going to fight, he's going to fight to win, whatever it takes.
Yeah, well, the place it would first start would probably be the Judiciary Committee, where Lindsey Graham would call them in. I don't think they would do it during fundraisers and things like that. I think they would just do it. And they would do it on a Tuesday, between the Tuesday-Thursday time frame during a week, and give him ample notice. He's going to have to stop, prepare for that, maybe make it closed door, and then take that testimony and then use it for the defense of Trump in the Senate.
Let me ask you this. If you were the counsel for Trump, mm-hmm, with the mindset, I need to destroy the Democratic candidate's best aspect to get out there and get votes, to get on the Democratic debates, et cetera, et cetera, how would you recommend Trump to fight that?
I don't think you have to take the notion that you're going to destroy Democratic candidates. I think what you have to do is tie in a corrupt Democrat Party system coordinating with agencies that were part of government, and it was abuse of power. And I think you need to include everybody in that.
So it's not so much as a time frame, but as a communication method?
Yeah, let me tell you, this is the world of public opinion is going to be the driver for this thing, both pro and con. And that's why, you know, the Democrats can say we've got the facts, which I don't think that they do. But once you start taking this and you put it on an even keel and put it out to the public, they are going to look like absolute idiots. For example, I think Lindsey Graham may say, we're only going to take things that are factual evidence, no hearsay. That eliminates 90% of the testimony that they got in the Intel Committee.
Question for you, Dan. Since you're about the best communicator I know of, why haven't you floated your resume up to Donald yet, because, the God Emperor?
Because I couldn't afford it to
you. You have a blessed weekend, my friend.
Thanks, bud. You drive safe. Newstalk 93.1. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228. That's where we are. Okay, let's see which way we want to go with this thing. Gotta get Swalwell in the next hour when the entire audience off with that. Okay, before we do that, let's use next hour for this whole newness thing. Russian hackers are charged in a sophisticated cybercrime operation that mainly it's amazing who these guys hit, and they did millions upon millions of dollars. And I want to tell you something, if you don't have cyber protection on your computer and you have any credit card attached to it, you better watch out. Listen in.
The U.S. government is targeting what it calls one of the world's most sophisticated international cybercrime operations. Prosecutors announced cyber hacking and bank fraud charges against two Russians yesterday. As Jeff Begay's reports, investigators say that these men stole from at least 300 different organizations in 43 countries over the past decade.
Each and every one of these computer intrusions was effectively a cyber-enabled bank robbery. Government accounts of brazen acts of online theft match the alleged criminal's lavish lifestyle on full display in Moscow. One of the accused hackers is seen here, seeming to dare investigators to come after him, driving an expensive sports car that prosecutors say he paid for with his victim's money.
These cyber criminals allegedly stole tens of millions of dollars from unwitting members of our business, nonprofit, governmental, and religious communities.
According to the 10-count indictment, Yakubets, known as Aqua, and Igor Turashev operated a hacking group through phishing techniques, and they were able to install malware on computers from abroad to steal personal and financial information.
The methodology was similar each time. Infect the business computer, obtain bank account numbers and security codes.
Among the U.S. targets, a school district in western Pennsylvania and an assisted living facility run by nuns outside Chicago.
Will these victims ever get their money back?
That is our aim, is to follow the money wherever we can. How successful we're able to be in that, time will tell.
It is very hard to stop malicious actors abroad who are trying to trick us into giving up our banking information.
CBS News contributor and Wired editor-in-chief Nick Thompson says the coders' sophistication makes it extremely difficult to stop them, and that the U.S. should be concerned about similar attacks going forward.
The truth is, even if these guys are arrested, even if they stop, other people are going to take their place.
For CBS This Morning, Jeff Begays.
And again, if you do not have some type of cyber security on your computer, you're being very, very foolish. We get attacked all the time, and I get to see how many people are trying to go in and get into my website, get onto my finance computer or my radio computer, and particularly my finance computer. You know, we have got a security system on that is second to none. We have our own virtual private network that somebody can't come into the conversation when we're online on that VPN with, particularly when we're hooked up into the mainframe and doing any kind of transaction. It also monitors and knows what I do on a daily basis. And if I start doing something that's unusual on there, it actually sends an alert on it to our cyber people, and then I'll get a message, is that you, Dan, type thing.
Right, right.
That's how crucial it is. But you've got to be careful. And let me tell you, warn you, debit cards, they can empty out your entire bank account, which is why I don't use debit cards. A credit card has a $50 usual loss limit on it. I've had someone steal my credit card and charge $5,000 worth of stuff on it that didn't cost me a thing. If they were to put that on a debit card and they cracked the code on it, I would have lost all $5,000. So be very, very careful out there. News on 93.1, Dan Morris Show, coming up with the final hour. We're going to hit this phone call situation right after our break.